Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 269.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 269. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. So this is going to be a particularly short episode, but it's on miscellaneous comping textures, And what I mean by that is that these are just kind of ornamental decorations or things that aren't really educational. They're not like theoretical concepts. They're just like cool tricks, cool miscellaneous textures, right, that you can add into your comping. And there's a lot of that that goes into jazz piano in different ways that you don't really think about. And it really, they're like spices, right? They spice up your meal. They spice up your playing. And without them, your food, right, is just kind of bland, honestly. Like when you eat, if you don't have salt and pepper, spices, it's super bland. And that's what a lot of students playing sounds like, just bland, because they don't have some of these textures. So they are very important. They are miscellaneous though, right? So, you know, it's there's not like any concept to this. It's just like, check this out, here it is. Like, practice it, integrate it, and that's it. You got it, right? So with that kind of, in that vein, it's very just an easy thing to start to integrate. So before I dive in again, the accelerator program that I have officially started, the enrollment period is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. So if you are interested in joining the program, there are still spots left. Whatever number of spots are left, that's where the program is going to fall, right? So if there are 16 people, I have 16 people. If I have 25 people, I have 25 people. I'm not going to turn people away, but I will shut down the enrollment date. That's going to be on September 6th. So you can enroll all the way up to September 6th. If you're interested, there's two different ways you can kind of talk about this with me. And again, what this program is a personalized program where you get to work with me individually and in a small cohort group on your playing and to accelerate your progress as much as possible, right? So essentially, besides the private kind of lessons and homework assignments that I'd be giving you every single week with video tutorials, like the exact in the same layout and software that you see here, you'd be listening to other students. There's open mic nights, there's pod lessons where you're going to be getting teaching from me, there's private lessons, there's group master classes, group lessons, so many different things, and it's super, super awesome. And also, if you're a new member, you would get lifetime elite access just by joining this program, which already kind of just pays for itself when you think about it that way. So you get everything, access to everything inside of Jazz Piano School and everything to come, lifetime elite status, our highest membership level, just by joining the program. And you also get all this amazing stuff, and you get to work with me and this amazing, you know, tight group of students in this program. So again, two ways to learn more about this. You can directly have a conversation with me. Like, you can literally talk to me. Shoot me an email at brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. I check all of my emails. It's not someone else. It's not like a robot or an assistant. Okay? brendanlowe@jazzpianoschool.com. Shoot me an email. Tell me you're interested, and I'll tell you the next steps. We can start to talk about whether or not it would be right for you, whether you can manage it. You know, there's lots of different events that happen. So just let me know. But anyway, that's about it. A lot of stuff in the works behind the scenes that don't involve that, but I don't want to go into that now. So with that being said, here we go. All right, the first miscellaneous comping hack, texture, whatever you want to call it, is going to be the drop two harmonized top line. So essentially here, if you notice on this F major 7 chord, my pinky and this E create a third. Now what we can do for a really cool sound is do a really pretty resolution at the end of 2-5-1s, or anytime you have a major kind of chord, you can do stuff like this. And all I'm doing is harmonizing this top line. Really, really cool. So essentially this is a drop two. I don't want to go into what a drop two is at this point, but if I have my major seven rootless voicing here, I'm dropping the seventh down to here, which creates this really pretty harmonized . So if I'm playing a 2-5-1 or comping, I might go just at the end. Just a really pretty line. I do this little slide here sometimes too. So pretty, right? So pretty. You can do that in pretty much any key. Different keys lend themselves to be a little easier than others. I'll just go as far as say that, but practice that in all keys, and it's a super cool texture to add to your playing, okay? The next miscellaneous texture is going to be the arpeggiated outline in thirds leading into a voicing. So what I'm doing here, starting on my minor 7, C minor 7, a little half step below into my C minor 7 chord, and I'm arpeggiating the chord in thirds. When I get up to this top 7 in my right hand, I'm playing a C minor drop 2 here with my rootless voicing, and that just kind of leads me into that. That's all it is. And we can tag it on to the last miscellaneous texture I just showed you, right? This other thing I do here is really cool. So a lot of drop two motion with thirds. So this kind of leads, right? This is like a drop two without the third in there for our minor seven, C minor seven. Kind of leads into that voicing there. But again, the main kind of concept behind this one is just the arpeggiation. You can do it fast. Or you can do it slow. So you could go. Right? So a really cool thing. All keys, wherever you want, just a little cool line. It works great, you know, and especially in between phrases. Someone might go, right? Really cool, kind of just quick fill comping thing. You're still comping, but you're getting a little spice. You're getting away from, you know, some just full chord stuff. You're some movement, some more movement harmonized stuff, okay? The third texture, which is really, really fun that I add a lot, you might have seen me add it in over here, is a left-hand slide or a left-hand chromaticism slide. So it's a little roll. It's a little roll or just like this. So instead of just this, which just sounds good by itself, but it's just adding a little flair, a little elegance, a little texture, right? Here's my roll. So you could use it in that situation. The other really cool places to use it, anytime you play any sort of voicing, like drop two voicing, because you're only going to be playing one note in your left hand, right? Right? If you roll into a drop two here, if you roll into a sus drop two, right, with your bass note, you can roll all over the place. Obviously, you want to make it classic. You don't want to overuse it, right? Block chords are a great place to use these rolls. Mm-hmm. Right. Stuff like that. So this, I'm using this little roll. Gives it a really nice kind of like build up flair. Again, the passing diminished is a great place to use it. So here, you hear this all the time. A little roll up. Again, very slowly, just a little roll there. Okay? And that can be used in a lot of textures. I use it down here in the bass too. Anywhere, really anywhere you want to kind of just add a little pop, okay? Super, super easy stuff today. Let me just review the three concepts again. On our drop two voicing here for major sevens and minor sevens, we can do it. I forgot to mention that, but for your minor sevens, you can do your resolution into your five chord just like that. But you can also use it on your major chords, getting that little harmonic line going. The arpeggiation, right? Anywhere you want with your minor, you can arpeggiate in thirds, go into your drop twos. And again, the last one, the little rolling texture. Anything like that, your diminished, rolling. Now again, these are more advanced concepts, but again, you can use it in a more simple way if you just want to roll a drop two, just like this. And then tack on that little line there. Okay. Nice, quick, easy one today. Hope that was helpful. Practice those, integrate them to your playing, and I guarantee you'll sound so much better.